Hi everyone, this is Alyssa. Thank you for joining ICG call number 24. This is our last call before we will all be together again in Dublin. The call is being recorded. Do we have anyone who is on the phone but not in the Adobe Connect room? Okay, I don't hear anyone, so we can take the attendance from the Adobe Connect. Thank you. You're looking at the agenda for today. I'm also supposed to remind people to please provide your name before speaking on the call for the transcript, as usual. So you're looking at the agenda for today. We have added an agenda item from the original agenda to talk about an update from the CCWG, and I see that we have both of our liaisons on the call, so we will look to you for that item, but otherwise we'll do minutes approval, have discussion of the responses from the operational communities, which we received from all three communities. Some additional responses just come in right before the call, so some folks might not have seen that from the IAB. Then we'll go through the current status of the Part Zero, but we'll have the CCWG item, and then if we have time, we will move on to the summary document, which I know folks have worked hard to get their initial drafts in, so hopefully we'll have a bit of time to at least touch on that, and that will be led by Manal and Joe. Cavus, I have seen your hand kind of go up and down a few times. It looks like it's down right now, but did you have a comment? Go ahead. Seems like we're having microphone problem with Cavus. So hopefully we can take a minute to work that out. Any other comments on the agenda? Okay. Well, while we work on the audio, for it sounds like Cavus and Manal are both having audio problems, let's move on to the minutes approval, and then we'll come back to you if we can when you guys get connected. Jean-Jacques, I see your hand raised. Is that to talk about the minutes or something else?
Yes. Hello, Elisa. Hello, all. This is Jean-Jacques. Just a small point. I think it's the minutes of day two of the face-to-face meeting in which I participated by remote participation. And in the action items towards the end regarding PTI, Jennifer got in touch with me because I had to add a sentence or two about a remark which had been made by a commenter. I think it was comment number 50 about the way that the PTI board should be recruited. I just wanted to confirm that I had this exchange with Jennifer and contributed what was asked. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Jean-Jacques. Much appreciated. So I think I will try to work on my audio as well, but I think the question for the first set of minutes is the 2 days of the face-to-face meeting. We've had some exchange on the list about these, and they've been updated accordingly. So any objections to approving the face-to-face minutes, both days one and day two? Okay. Seeing no objections, then I think we have one more set, which is the minutes from our last call on call number, whatever it was, 22. I guess it wasn't our last call, the one before that. Again, we had discussion on the list. Any objections to approving the minutes for call number 22? Jean-Jacques, are you back in the queue? Okay. So hearing no objections, we can approve these minutes. Thank you. So let's move on to the responses received from the operational communities. If we could start, I think, with protocol parameters, since we just asked them one question. So folks have hopefully seen this on the list, but perhaps, Yari, if you wanted to just take 1 minute and summarize, give us the one-sentence summary of the response. That would be helpful.
Yes, the one-word summary, I guess, is yes, we are coordinating. At a little bit more fine-grained level, so we are pointing to a sentence already in the proposal that says that we are coordinating, actually beyond the specific question that the ICG asked. There's a already a text about coordination, and I think we have made also some statements earlier that we believe, or ITF and IAB together have communicated that we believe in the informal way of coordination rather than setting up any new formal structures. I think that's the gist of our comments. So we believe there is coordination going on, and we plan to continue it.
Great, thank you. From my perspective, I think this is the complete answer. I think we can reflect it in part zero, and I think it satisfies the question that had arisen from the comments, at least with respect to the protocol parameters community, but would be interested in other people's thoughts if they have a different assessment. And if folks are not speaking, if you could please mute or listening to somebody type. Okay, so seeing no hands, I think we can, let's talk about the action items maybe at the end of this segment, but I think the action is to reflect this commitment in part zero. And I'll note we also received, just before the call, a response from the Internet Architecture Board, which essentially says something very similar but emphasizes the IAB's role as the body that deals with external relations for the ITF. So I think we can reflect both of those responses. Yep, there it is. I think we can reflect both of these responses in how we characterize this in part zero. With that, I think we can move on to the numbers community response, please. Okay, and do we have individual scroll control? I think we do. Okay, so we asked the numbers community two questions. The first one was a similar question about the commitment to coordination, and the other one was about the registries associated with the numbering community. So perhaps if I could ask Paul or Alan to maybe, again, provide the kind of one-sentence summary for each of these.
Yeah, I'm here and I can talk. Can you hear me, Paul?
Yes, we can hear you, Paul.
Thanks. Well, this was a result of a decision discussion by the Quest team, and the response points out that yes, the as with the IETF, in fact, the protocols committee, numbers community proposal does say clearly that the those inferences are coordinated with other communities, and that's quoted from the section 3A proposal there. They decided not to sort of detail the coordination mechanisms to go further than that, but they have said that they're willing to talk with the other communities about what specific mechanisms would be necessary. Then in the second question regarding the Inada Dalapa and Anadisapa, they have said that expect to be participating in the CSC or the IFR. That's it.
Great, thank you, Paul. And if you could get, I think, a little closer to your mic, your audio was kind of coming in and out. It was a little bit hard to hear, but we all have the text of the response in front of us as well. So I think, again, as far as the question about coordination, I feel satisfied in terms of what we got back from the numbering community, and I think we could reflect that in the proposal, and it would address the concerns raised in the comments. And I think the answer as far as the CSC and the IFR are very clear, and we could reflect that as well. But any other comments? Go ahead, Jean-Jacques.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, Paul, for that brief explanation. I have a question, Paul, if I may, about the ARPA, in address ARPA and IP6 ARPA. It just says here these two things are excluded from the CSC and IFR processes. As such, the Mondo community does not see a need to participate in the CSC and IFR. I'm not very familiar with that. Can you tell me when you say exclude, that means that they will come under a different set of rules? Is there a legally binding arrangement for them alone? And what is it? Thanks.
Well, I think the point is that those zones don't occur in the root zone, that they are under .ARPA, so the provision of those services requires interaction with the .ARPA registry and not at the root level. So the CSE and the IFR are operating at the root registry level, I believe. This is my understanding. And so while there'd be interaction with the IOB as the authority for the ARPA registry, there wouldn't need to be interaction at the level of the CSC or the IFR. It's similar to the way, I guess, second level domains through the rest of the hierarchy may not need to have that interaction. That's my understanding. But if you want further response from the CRISP team, I guess we can ask for that. It would be the subsequent deadline of another week's time. Thanks.
Alan, go ahead.
This is Alan Barrett. Let me try to expand on that a little. I think the .ARPA domain is under the authority of the IAB. It doesn't really fit the same management or oversight or policy mechanisms as all the other domains that ICANN usually deals with. .ARPA is special. It's under the authority of the IAB, and INADA.ARPA and IP6 .ARPA are managed sort of under mandate from the IAB according to the way IP addresses are delegated. So yes, I think from the numbers community perspective, we believe that the whole of .ARPA and especially IP6.ARPA and INADRA.ARPA should be excluded from the oversight mechanisms that the names community is looking at, because we don't see them as the same as all the other names.
Thank you, Alan.
Hello, Lisa, this is Jean-Jacques. May I put another question then?
Yep.
Thank you, Lisa, this is Jean-Jacques. Thank you, Alan, for that explanation. I don't want to retard the whole process, but I would appreciate if someone would send me on our list a reply or a link to let me understand more clearly what is it that makes the ARPA management, which Alan just referred to, as separate. In other words, my concern or my vantage point is simply that of accountability. So would separate accountability be compatible with the overall tasks of compatibility to which we are held? Or would it be a separate thing altogether with different standards? Now, I'd like to have a clearer view of this. Not now, but I would appreciate someone sending me on this list the correct information for that. Many thanks.
Thank you, Jean-Jacques. I see that Alan has posted one link into the chat, and Russ, I was going to say, I'm sure Russ is at the ready with the appropriate RFC reference. So hopefully that can provide more clarity for you. Any other comments on the numbers proposal? I mean, proposal, on the numbers response? Okay. So, again, we will roll this into the action item to reflect it in part zero, both of these responses. And we can move on to names. Okay, so here's what we received from the names community. Obviously here we asked many more questions of the names community. So, and I know, I realize I didn't really ask ahead of this call for anyone who was participating in the CWG to walk us through these questions. But if Milton or Martin, if you're willing to do that, we can do it that way, or I could step us through. What's your preference? Martin points the finger at Milton to at least talk us through the RZM question, so perhaps we could start that way. Milton, are you on the call?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right, I'm not in a very good environment, so I could be interrupted at any minute, and I may have trouble hearing you, and you may have trouble hearing me. So we had some discussions, and I was we had a phone call with the CWG a couple of days ago, in which I think I clarified what the questions were. I wasn't particularly happy with the answers that we were getting, not because I didn't like their substance, but because I thought in many respects the CWG wanted to avoid answering the questions properly. And I wasn't able to follow through with the finalization of their response, and I see that they already in question one, they did not do something they said they would do. But essentially, they believe that the Verisign-ICANN proposal is really only addressing how to implement and test the logistical elimination of NTIA approval at the moment of transition in order to minimize some problems in root zone modification, and it doesn't address anything else. And I think we did make a bit of a mistake in framing our question by including paragraph 1150, section 2, which is all about the NTIA and their cooperative agreement, so we shouldn't have included that in there. And I think that threw it off because they kept wanting to assert that the proposal is not about amending the cooperative agreement, and I'm sure that we all knew that and nobody expected it to be a vehicle for amending or replacing the cooperative agreement. I think what we were all concerned about was the issue of the agreement between the post-transition ICANN or IANA and whoever the root zone maintainer is. So all I see in there is that they have inserted some language saying the CWG stewardship is of the view that an arrangement must be in place at the time of the transition. But they seem to be unwilling to confront what that arrangement is, and some of the people on the CWG seem to be in suggesting that the NTIA should design that arrangement rather than the CWG itself. In terms of question number two, they say both descriptions are correct but incomplete. One could contest that, but that's what they said. They said the full answer is addressed in paragraph 1155. So they think that their existing language about a substantial architectural and operational change is sufficient to say, to answer our question, that there would be a review and ICANN board approval. They did not answer our questions about what constitutes consensus or what consultation means. And, you know, again, I wasn't able to, because of the deadline, they really were not able to carry on the discussion of that very much longer. So that's my take on what happened in the RZM process. Does anybody have any questions or care to add anything, Martin?
I see Russ Mundy in the queue. Go ahead, Russ. Okay, looks like Russ, we lost Russ. So, yep, please get in the queue if you have thoughts. I have a couple of reactions. On question one, I think, you know, we have learned a part of the piece of the information that we were looking for, I think, which is that the CWG does not consider the existing document produced by Verisign and ICANN as the quote-unquote agreement that needs to be in place for the transition to go forward. So I think in terms of what we said before in the proposal that we put out for public comment, and I think where we got to at the end of the face-to-face meeting, is that we're all in agreement. I mean, that's maybe not the best way to phrase it, but the CWG and the ICG are on the same page as far as the fact that there is an outstanding requirement for there to be an agreement between the RZM and the IFO, and that there you know, all that text that Milton wrote about what is required of the parallel process to produce that, we and the CWG are on the same page about all of that. Now, I think some of the details that Milton brought up are important, and but they are probably not within the ICG's scope to determine. I mean, I think that's what we're hearing from the CWG as well, is that they have said what they wanted to say in their proposal, and how the rest of that gets carried out as far as, you know, what the agreement will look like, and the details of the agreement and how it will be determined are subject to this parallel process. I'll just stop there for a second. That's kind of my take of the situation on question one. Do people agree with that, disagree with that? Russ Mundy, go ahead.
Let me try again. Do you hear me at all? Hello?
Yes. Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, good. Yeah, the first one, I think, is the most problematic here. The second one, I think, although I'm not thrilled with the answer, I think it's an okay answer, because I don't think they were particularly pointing out in their proposal that they considered this to fall within the spectrum of what gets changed and, you know, what has to go to the review board and the board for approval. But I think this certainly clarifies it for answer two. The general concern that I still have about the first question is that when we're supposed to be looking at this overall, and of course it's the ESSAC person, one of the ESSAC people, overall security and stability, I think, is really absolutely crucial to this whole thing. Somebody needs to answer that question. And if the CWG doesn't want to ask NTIA or point it out as it's not sufficiently addressed yet, I think that's still, that's a concern. And I don't know exactly what or how we ought to say it. It doesn't sound like CWG is going to want to say anything else, though.
Okay. Russ, can you just restate what is the outstanding question?
The outstanding question is, as simply as I can describe it, is today there is no written agreement concerning root zone management between the IFO and the root zone maintainer. The agreements that exist are between the IFO and root zone maintainer by way of NTIA. And NTIA is the holder of both of the agreements. When NTIA goes away and the contract for the IANA functions goes away, that takes away one of those written agreements. And then we are trying to operate and maintain the root zone of the DNS of the Internet without a written agreement, unless some written agreement can be established between the root zone maintainer and the IANA functions operator. And everybody seems to say, yeah, that's important, but nobody seems to want to speak up and say exactly what ought to be done about it. Is that straightforward and simple enough?
Yes, it is. So my next question is, I sort of understand that, although we didn't quite say that in this question to the CWG, we took this question to the CWG, and they said, yes, that needs to be worked out, but not here. And everyone should feel free to disagree with me if I'm getting this wrong, but that's my understanding of one thing that they said. And then separately, NTIA has said it was going to launch a parallel process that would deal with this aspect. And so my question is, what is the next thing that we do? Like, if the main gap here is for us to understand
well, is this parallel process that NTIA launches going to cover this, and what is going on with that parallel process, and why don't we know anything about it, then that's a question that we should go ask NTIA. Or if we look at what the proposal says and we say, okay, well, we know the current Root Zone Maintainer is VeriSign, we know the current IFO is ICANN, and in the future it will be PTI, which will be an affiliate of ICANN, do we need to go ask ICANN and VeriSign what is going on with this thing? Or do we need to do something else? I'm trying to figure out what do we need to do given that there is this outstanding issue. Milton, go ahead.
Well, I think, Alyssa, you are correct in your interpretation of what the CWG is saying, definitely. And my problem with that is that what you're saying to if you consider it to be this agreement, the missing agreement that Russ Mundy was talking about, if you consider that to be a gap that the NTIA fills, then I think we have created a process that doesn't really execute a full transition, that we have said to the NTIA, you're going to still be in a position of ensuring that this relationship between the IANA and the Root Zone Maintainer is there. You're going to be in control of it. And I'm very concerned about how that will look to the rest of the world. I think there's a tendency, I think we had it at first, but we overcame it, which is to say anything that touches RZM is out of scope for this process. And in fact, that's not true. Anything that requires modification of the cooperative agreement is out of scope. But we have to say, or not we, but the CWG names has to say, here's what the new future relationship should look like between IFO and RZM. And now, NTIA, you modify the cooperative agreement to make it look like that. That is what I think should be happening. If we're just saying, we have no idea what this relationship will look like, if the multi-stakeholder process, that is saying that, and we're just going to let the NTIA solve that problem, I really have concerns about that viability in the international context, to put it delicately.
Thank you, Milton. Go ahead, Russ.
Thanks, Alyssa. Russ Mundy here. I think as a minimum, we as the ICG need to say that if we don't go and ask any more questions and we just process forward based on what information we have at this point, I think we must point this out as a very visible and absent from completion or implementation aspect based on the original guidance that was given to us. As you well know, Alyssa, you know, it came from the fact that where there would be the separate and parallel process, et cetera. And the only results of that seem to have appeared are that draft agreement between VeriSign and ICANN, but that's not clear that is, you know, the final agreement. And so I think if we go forward with what we have, we have to identify that there's a missing piece based upon the guidance that we got going in from the NTIA. If we want to pursue it further, I would like to see us honestly ask NTIA the question, because I think they're the guys that are really, if you will pardon the sports analogy, are holding the football at this point in time, regardless of what kind of football one thinks of when they say football. Thank you.
Thank you, Russ. Cavus? We do not have audio for Cavus still. Well, hopefully, can we try to work on Cavus's audio?
because I still can't hear him. And while we do that, I guess, so here's a question for everyone, which is, so we already had in the proposal, and I think it was the consensus of the ICG, that the fact that, just as Russ said, the fact that there is currently no written agreement between the IFO and the RZM is a gap that must be filled before the transition. Those aren't exactly the words that we used in the document, but that's essentially what we said. So I think we already have that as our position, and that's in the proposal. I wonder if there's another position that we are talking about, which is that we think the CWG needs to have some sort of role in the development of that agreement or assessment of that agreement or something, and Keith Strazik had put this into the chat. Can I get people's thoughts on whether is that also a collective feeling of the ICG that the CWG must be involved in the development of this agreement or reviewing it or something? I'm seeing people type into the chat. Review. Milton, go ahead.
Yeah, the issue for me is it's not just an implementation issue in the sense that we need, okay, there needs to be a written agreement. There are issues raised, which were sort of raised by our second question, which was, okay, if this is a relationship in which ICANN is fully in control or PTI is fully in control, if it's ICANN, could ICANN then say, what will the term of the contract be? Will it be for 2 years? And if it's, let's say, at the end of 2 years, can ICANN just say, bye-bye VeriSign, we're taking over this function? Then we have to deal with the fact that there are people who commented on the proposal who said that they would oppose it as a matter of principle if the RZM function and the ICANN function were collapsed into the single entity. So I think you need a statement of principle as to, what the nature of that relationship is going to be. I mean, I think that's part of the design of the transition. It's a critical part of the design of the transition. And I don't think NTIA can be responsible for... I think NTIA is responsible for implementing what we tell them we want to do via the cooperative agreement, but I don't think they should be deciding what we want to do.
Thank you. Caboose. Still no audio from Caboose. Let's go to Martin and try to come back to Caboose. Working on the audio, hopefully. Martin, go ahead.
Thanks, Alyssa. Can you hear me? I've got a pretty ropey line here.
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, thank you. Martin Boyle here. I think the CWG proposal actually did cover the expectation that there would be a separation between the RZM and the... and the PTI and ICANN.
Martin, are you still there? Okay. Sounds like we lost Martin's audio as well. It's a little hard to have a call if nobody has audio. Martin? No. Okay. Just since we, so I was sort of thinking of these as slightly separate topics, but I'll just kind of give a take on the separation of roles question. And again, please correct me if this seems incorrect, but I was reading this as, you know, the response that we got from the CWG essentially says, well, if the IFO and the RZM, or basically if the RZM was going to change from who it is today to somebody else, that would
be considered... Hello, operator, I can hear you.
Oh, we got Caboose on audio. So if the RZM was going to change from who it is today to somebody else, that would be considered a major operational change, which would be then subject to this standing committee process that was outlined in paragraph 1155 and would include a public consultation and so on and so forth. So I was, it seemed to me that that was basically the answer to our question, is that it is what it is today, and if it's going to change, then it will be subject to this whole review process. But Martin seems to be saying something different. Martin, do you have audio back? Caboose, do you have audio back?
Yes, I have audio now, and wish to repeat what I said, that we have to do it in two steps. First step, ask CWG to look at the issue, if there is any problems, indicate that, and they could also consult the legal units that they have, if there is any legality problem for that. Once it is finished, it should come to the broader committee, and the broader committee need to reflect and to pronounce on that issue. We should do it in two steps. Thank you.
Thank you. So, did we have anybody else who's able to speak who wanted to speak? Okay. Seems the answer to that question is no. So we have to figure out what to do here. I think as far as the question of the agreement, where is it going to come from, and what will the role of the community be, this is clearly an open issue. I do not know whether, you know, we need to go ask someone about this, or we need to just take a position on it. So would appreciate people's thoughts. We should probably take this to the list at this point because we have a lot of other things to get through. But we need to figure that out. And if we need to ask somebody something, we should do it as soon as possible. So any of you who have been contributing to this discussion, or, you know, anybody, of course, please make a proposal to the list of what you think we should do here. And that could be we just flag this with all the red flags in the world in the proposal, we send it to NTIA, or it could be we need to go ask people and come up with more of a plan. But it seems we need to do something, but it's not clear exactly what, to me at least. And that's with respect to the agreement point. I think there also seems to be disagreement about the collapsing the two roles into one, or into ICANN. I thought it was fairly clear from the response that we got, but if other people think it's not, then we should take that to the list. That's my proposal, especially given the audio problems that we're having. Okay. I still see hands up. If you're not wanting to be in the queue, thank you for putting your hands down. Okay,
So that there is an action there for the people who are have opinions about this. Please send them to the list so that we can get it worked out. If we move down to CCTLDs, do we have Martin back on audio? Apparently not. Okay. So the CCTLD questions are fairly straightforward, so we can hopefully just tick through them. The first question was about, updating, well, really both of them were about updating the text and the references regarding the documents relating to to CCTLDs, and the CWG has either agreed with our proposal for amending the text or suggested their own amendment. So I think we can just incorporate these verbatim. Does anyone disagree? Okay. Hearing no disagreement, then I think for 3 and 4, that was for 3 and 4. Then we have 5. So 5 was the one where we had thought a good suggestion came in from one of the public commenters concerning making the non-CCNSO CCTLD seat on the IFRT optional rather than mandatory. I think we got a fairly thorough explanation from the CWG as to why it is a mandatory seat, and that it is their prerogative. I think we made the suggestion because we thought it was a good one. They have a different view, and I think their community consensus certainly needs to rule. Does anybody disagree with that? Okay, seeing agreement from our CC folks, so that's good. Okay, so that involves no change. Moving on to PTI, so this same question that we had sent to the other two communities about commitment to cooperation in the future, we got an unequivocal statement, the CWG willingness to coordinate in the future. So I think, again, here we can reflect that into the proposal. Any comments on that? Okay. So that's what we will do. For question number 7, we had asked about whether the decisions or recommendations made by an IFR, special IFR, would be mandatory. And you can see the answer that we got from the CWG, essentially that the expectation is that those recommendations would be implemented, and in the event of some sort of divergence, that's where the reliance on the accountability mechanisms would be. So does anyone still have questions about this? This was, again, just, I think, a clarification question. I'm not sure that there is anything actionable for us here, but if you think there is, please speak up. Caboose, go ahead.
Yes, just one small comment. In the last part of the CWG, it is mentioned that the community will be able to rely on mechanisms that CWG accountability is currently developing. Just to inform you that we have no real consensus on how the thing is going. We are discussing that. So it is a question mark, and we have to wait until the working party 2 of the CWG completes its work and CCWG consider the matter and come to the conclusion what would be the output in the report to the ICANN 54 CCWG meeting. So this is one qualifier here that we need to wait. Thank you.
Thank you. Good to know. Okay, seeing no further hands, I think we take number 7 as a just a clarification for ourselves. Moving on to number 8. So number 8 was where we had suggested this minor word change to make it clear that the language applying, the language that seemed like it was applying to the PTI actually applies to the PTI board in terms of limiting its powers. And the CWG agreed with us. So for this, I think we just make the change in the text. Any objections? Okay. So that's what we will do for number 8. For number 9 was the question where we had that had arisen from the comments about the relationship between the PTI board and the ICANN board, and who ultimately would be held accountable, and how would we avoid ending up in a sort of ping-ponging scenario. And I think the answer that we got back is that the ICANN board is the ultimate backstop here, and the CWG has suggested adding one sentence to the paragraph that currently talks about this, to make that clear, and that's the sentence that you can see in yellow. So I think we would add this text verbatim from the CWG. Any objections? Okay. People are on board with that, so we will do that for number 9. Then for 10, 11, and 12, these were the questions for clarification about the application of the term IFO and also the CSC and the IFR to the names community. And the CWG has confirmed that all of those within the context of the CWG proposal apply only to the naming functions. So here is a question. I mean, I think that this concept should probably be reflected in Part 0 to make that clear for people. But otherwise, I don't think there are changes to be made to the names proposal itself. Caboose, go ahead.
Nothing on number 10, but on number 9, I have a question. Once you finish 10, I do wish you to kindly allow me to come back to 9. Thank you.
Sure. Yeah, let's do 10, 11, and 12, and we'll come back to 9. So the proposal for 10, 11, and 12 is that we make it clear in Part 0 the scope of the application of the CSC and the IFR and the use of the term IFO in the names proposal. Objections to that? Okay, looks good. Okay, so that's what we will do. And let's come on back to number 9. Caboose, go ahead.
Yes, in the last part of the CWG, there is a highlighted part. I don't really understand what is the purpose of that. It is highlighting, drawing our attention to something, or is it something that we need to reflect on that? It is highlighted in yellow. Could you kindly clarify the meaning of this highlighting? Thank you.
So the suggestion is we would take the highlighted text and append it to paragraph 11.13 in the proposal so that this question that came up from the public comments could be clarified for everybody. So that's what
Thank
would
you.
Happen to that highlighted sentence. Okay. So then the last one, number 13, again, was about .ARPA. And the clarification that we got here was essentially that within the structure of the CSC, there is a slot that has been held open should an additional TLD representative outside of the CCTLD or GTLD registry operator community want to participate. And so that could be the IAB for .ARPA. And then further, that if there is such a person sitting on the CSC, the IFR has a slot for a CSC liaison to it, and so it's possible that that same .ARPA representative could serve as the liaison to the IFRT. So essentially here, it's like it's all optional, and that's how the situation is for .ARPA. I think, I don't know that we actually need to clarify anything in the proposal here, since this is just, it is, what they told us is already written in the proposal, but would appreciate other people's thoughts. See Russ Helsley typing, so I was waiting for a response from someone, but okay, seems clear enough without any changes. Okay, that's what I thought as well. Okay, that's good. So here's my suggestion. I think where we are, we have actions for all of those except for the RZM ones. I think we should move on to do the update and about the CCWG process. We'll see how long that takes us, and maybe at the end come back to the RZM question if people think that they have maybe a proposal or something to put forward while we're still all on the call. That might be good to do if we have a little bit of time. So let us move on to the update on the CCWG, and for that, I would turn it over to our liaisons if you want to just give a brief update. I know there's a lot of work going on, many, many calls and so forth, but if you can give us kind of a status report, I think that would help level set. So I'll turn it over to Kavusa and Keith.
Yes, Alicia, thank you very much. CCWG these days working very hard. This week we had up to 4 calls per day. Very, very busy and heavy agenda. Up to the second proposal of the CCWG, we had only one mechanism, which is called sole membership. And then based on the ICANN comments on that, they raised several questions. One question would be that was that there is a potential risk that there would be some consequences of the new structures and which would counterbalance the situation between different stakeholders, so multi-stakeholders. In the second part of the proposal of ICANN, he mentioned that there is a risk that the balance of the power or existing situation between government and private sector will be changed. And lastly, they mentioned that there are difficulties to implement that sole membership. And they propose another mechanism, which is called multi-stakeholder enforcement mechanism, MEN. And that was discussed at LA. There was reactions against, and there was reactions in favor, and the issue was further discussed. At this moment, there is no consensus which model we will use. The important issue for ICG is that the CWG requirement is one important element of transition, and any model that will be used need to satisfy that requirement, but at this stage it is not clear whether these requirements will be satisfied or not. There are problems with the method proposed. I can make 81 pages of the comments, and in many of them they are not in favor of the proposals. For instance, removal of the individual director by the designating entity, they don't agree with that. The problem with the access and cost for the IRP, they are not in favor of that. And the problem of freezing the budget or vetoing the budget, they are not in favor of that. So the issue is under discussion, and now CWD is considering perhaps another method, which is called Plan B, recently proposed, and we have to discuss it after your meeting tonight with the legal advisor of the CCWD to see whether that is a way forward. And this model is based on to save the transition and to shift any difficulty that we have to the later stage, because ICANN board mentioned that the current structure of SO and AC are not representing the entire community. So implicitly it means that there might be a need to review the structure of the ICANN, and that is something that we cannot do it now. The proposal made by Jonathan Toob and Steve Delbianco and amended by myself is we try to put something in the bylaw that the membership would study the restructuring, but we try to put all of the powers required for transition in the method that we propose and try to facilitate the transition and not have any difficulty. NTIA made it quite clear that they do not expect to have two proposals on the table, one from the CCWD community and another from ICANN. There should be a consensus on that. So that is the big problem today, and there are many other areas that they are discussing. So the situation at this stage, Alisa, is not clear, but we are working on that, and perhaps in Dublin or by Dublin, we might have a clearer position. However, the CCWD co-chair, they now considering to have perhaps another public comment, consideration of another public comment, and that might have some impact on the delay of the situation. But that delay must be minimized for the transition, and transition should take place at the time that was already foreseen. So we need to reflect on that, and we need to wait on that in the in Dublin. So I don't know whether you want to have some common meeting with the CCWG in Dublin in order to have broader discussions with full member of the ICG and full member of the CCWG, or you just want that the two liaison of the ICG reports you back in the ICG meeting in Dublin in order to enable ICG to reflect on the difficulties and try to minimize the risk of the postponement or delay in the transition. So I don't want to take your time. There is a lot of discussions, and that would be boring for you to go to all of the details, but all information are well documented and in, on the mailing list and on the ICANN website, so people could consult that. But for the time being, situation is unclear. In other ways, there are more questions than answers. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Caboose. Keith, go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Alyssa. This is Keith Drazik for the transcript. Thank you, Caboose. Very detailed and comprehensive summary. Maybe I could just take a minute to boil it down a little bit in terms of, you know, sort of what's happened since we met last face-to-face in Los Angeles and what we're doing now in the CCWG and what the plan is ahead. I think as everybody knows, there was a public comment period open on the second reference model. The public comment period closed on September 12th. The ICANN board submitted written comments on the day before, September 11th. And then there was a face-to-face meeting of the CCWG in Los Angeles on September 25th and 26th. It was scheduled to take place at around the same time as the ICANN board meetings that were taking place in Los Angeles and the board retreat. So there was a two-day pretty lively discussion among the CCWG and the ICANN board. I think, as Caboose noted, the ICANN board made it clear that it did not agree or did not support the recommended implementation model that had come out of the public comments, that had been posted for public comment, and that it had some serious reservations about the proposed implementation structure. Just as an aside, I just forwarded to our list, the ICG list, sort of a personal summary or distillation of what I think the board, what we've heard from the board in their public comments, in the face-to-face meetings, and in a couple of subsequent teleconferences. And so you don't have to look at that now, but just for your review following the call, perhaps. But I think the gist of it is that there is a fairly significant difference of opinion between the CCWG, which is not entirely united behind any one proposal, but the board has made it very clear that it does not agree and does not support the implementation plan that had been put out for public comment. So the CCWG right now is going through its process of assessing all of the public comments, including the board's, and the current timeline for sort of wrapping up the first phase of that analysis is October 12th, so early next week. And then the CCWG will do its analysis, do its assessments, and start working on the necessary adjustments to the proposal that had been put out. I think there is, as Kavu said, an open question as to the extent of the necessary adjustments. It is unclear at this time, because the public comment summary has not been completed, how much of an adjustment will be required. And I think so there is a very good possibility, as I noted on our previous meeting, that there may be another public comment period required coming out of Dublin. I think the current timeline is, if things go as sort of expected, is that there's a target date now of delivering something to NTIA by the end of the year. I think there's an expectation coming out of the public comment period that substantial more work needs to be done on the community's proposed reference model, and the CCWG is hard at work in analyzing the public comments. So let me pause there and see if there are any questions. Okay. Anyone have questions? Okay. I see no hands, Alyssa, so I'll hand it back to you.
Thank you. Thank you to both of you for the very helpful summary and your personal insights as to the process. So I will be honest that I have been spending a lot of brain cycles trying to think about, is there any way for us as a group to be helpful here. And I fully understand and agree with the approach that we've taken thus far, which has been to say that, you know, we have a process that we initiated with the operational communities, and the CCWG has a parallel process. And there's clearly the linkage between the processes via the CWG proposal, but otherwise we have largely stayed out of the accountability discussion. And I think we are in very strong agreement in our group that that was the right approach. With that being said, we are the coordinating body for delivering a transition proposal. And acknowledging the linkage, if the CCWG process is, you know, goes along a trajectory that we, as the ICG, cannot support, or, you know, doesn't actually produce something as an end result that can be sent to NTIA, then our proposal will be in a very questionable state. So I think the question for us is whether, as the ICG, there's anything that we can do to try and help, you know, make the process a success. And one aspect that, has, you know, particularly struck me is that there seems to be a bit of a breakdown in terms of the level of heat in the conversation within the CCWG and between the CCWG and the board. And I think, you know, part of the value of this group is that we have all been sent here to the ICG from our own communities, in part because of our, you know, because the trust the communities put in us to be able to coordinate the transition, and also because of our experience in with consensus-based processes, right? We've all been in this situation many times. Not this specific situation, but we've all been involved in these processes for many years. We've all been involved in them when they go well and when they don't go well. And so we have a lot of collective brain power, I think, when it comes to perhaps being able to suggest, you know, some mechanisms for trying to lower that heat level. That's kind of what I've been thinking about, and also the fact that our group is very, you know, it's much broader than, you know, just the name's interests and just focusing on the DNS, but we really are here to represent, you know, the full gamut and business and users and, you know, lots of interests who care very much about the transition and have spent a lot of time on the transition, as, in part as a result of our RFP that we put out, but who have not been engaged in the CCWG process. So I've just sort of been wondering if there's, you know, if there's a message that we need to send that just says, you know, maybe it's time to cool off a little bit. Maybe it's time to try to bring the heat down. I think that, you know, that at least from my observation, as Caboose and others have stated, the participants in the group are avidly, you know, working through their process and trying to process their public comments, trying to find common ground. But I feel like the level of sort of argumentation and accusation and this kind of intervention with broad statements or, you know, mischaracterizing each other's positions and all those things that start to happen when people really dig in is not helping the process reach a productive conclusion. So I'm kind of leave it open to people. If you think there's anything for the ICG to do in this area, or if you'd rather, you know, us as a group stay away with a 10-foot pole, I would be very interested in people's thoughts. I've been wondering if the ICG could sort of, you know, say something to the effect of, you know, it's really important for people to cool off and focus on the work, you know, even just in the next 10 days. That's really important, you know, if people think that would be helpful. So I see there's a queue forming. Caboose, go ahead.
Yes, Alisa. In fact, you raised the question whether ICG should take any position. I think you replied yourself that no, we are a coordinating group. We don't get involved in the detailed discussions, the pros and cons of the model. However, we need to reiterate that the requirement of CWD needs to be met in order to facilitate the transition and meet the transition steps. That's all. So we do not get into that. And I am Keith Drazel. When we speak in the CCWD, we have two hats. One hat is ICG liaison, and we always stick to that, and we don't get to the details of discussion other than reiterating the position of the ICG. However, in the other hat that we have as a participant, we make our comments on personal basis and without quoting the ICG requirements. So I don't think that we need to take any position, but if you agree and other ICG people agree, we need to reiterate once again that we want that the requirement of the CWG, as mentioned in the second proposal of the CCWG, to be fully met. Thank you.
Thank you, Caboose. Paul, go ahead.
Look, I'm in favour of doing whatever we can. I think our mission is threatened by what's going on there. we're in a potential position of having this this entire work effort essentially wasted because of a delay for another several years takes us into a completely different environment where this effort that we've done may just need to be restarted completely. I don't think we can really make a statement that has has implications about behaviours or motivations. I think we need to be very, very objective and maybe provide a reminder of what's at stake and maybe some suggestive guidance. It seems to me one of the major sort of failings here is that the distinction between Workstream 1 and Workstream 2 has sort of seemingly been lost. Workstream 1 was supposed to cover and include a set of changes that would be achieved within the transition timeline, and what has actually come out seems to me as part of Workstream 1 are a set of changes that can't be achieved in the transition timeline for whatever reason. And again, we don't need to go into deeply into all of the reasons for that, but the fact is that what's being proposed is possibly not achievable. I think as Workstream 1, and I think the distinction between Workstream 1 and Workstream 2 needs to be maintained, and maybe the point to be made about Workstream 1 is that all it actually needs, all we actually need to agree and achieve before the transition is an understood, a robust enforcement mechanism that ensures that evolution of ICANN can be trusted in the period afterwards. That's a pretty simplistic approach, I'll confess, and that's my style, but I would break it down to simple requirement for a mechanism to be put in place before the transition that will give trust and confidence in the enforcement of ongoing evolution. That's about all I would say at this point. Thanks. Again, sorry if you can't hear me. I am quite close to the microphone. I'm not sure what's happening.
Thank you, Paul. Yari?
Yes, Yariak, for the record. I think I have had basically the same thought process as Paul, but maybe arrived at a slightly different place. I had a couple of comments to make. One is that I think the situation, of course, you know, just emphasizes that we need to be very clear where the dependencies are, and I think we're doing that with our new version of the proposal going forward. So that's good. Let's do that correctly. The other thing is that I don't think it's our position or our role to start saying something about the details of, you know, how do you solve this? What's the solution, or, you know, what's the split between part one or two? While I agree, you know, at a personal level with Paul on what should be done there, but I don't think that's our role. So we can't be the ones who say, you know, let's do this instead. However, one thing that I don't know if that would be useful, but it might perhaps be more in our role, at least, sort of characterize the current situation and perhaps remind people of the principles, how we should be operating. And, you know, one of those reminders perhaps could be that, you know, how much is riding on this, and what's it, the proposal going forward with the transition, but also trust of the community on the existing institutions, basically. So it's important. But I'm also sure that the CCWG and the board knows this. But the other thing that perhaps could be said is that I agree with the comments said earlier that there's some some amount of communications breakdown. The discussion is not as healthy, perhaps, or I mean, it's a little bit on one track and focused on one party's opinions. And the CCWT would be, it might be a good idea for them to go back to what they are doing actually, but maybe they're getting distracted a little bit, which is the analysis of the feedback and then dealing with the feedback somehow. And ultimately, it's not that you have a proposal that satisfies a party, you know, ICANN board or NTIA or, you know, any of the sort of quotation marks important parties, but the, you have the support of the broad community behind the proposal. So, you know, anything we can do to remind people of that, I think might actually be helpful. Thank you.
Thank you, Yari. Caboose?
Yes, I didn't want to talk about Workstream 1 and 2, but from the definition of Workstream 1 is the mechanism to be in place or committed to be in place required for transition. And that is all that ICG should be worried about. Workstream 2 is the overall long-term accountability of the ICANN, and in fact, the board is not in favor of the doing the Workstream 2 as an official and formal arrangement, but believe that it could be done to the normal and traditional day-to-day activities of the ICANN. But as far as the ICANN is concerned, I don't think that we need to be worried about Workstream 2 because it does not, it should not have any impact on the transition. As the transition, everything is included in Workstream 1 unless CCWG has forgotten something for transition that we are taking care of that. So I don't think that we need to discuss Workstream 2. That is the issue between ICANN and CCWG. Thank you.
Thank you. Keith Drazek, go ahead.
Thank you, Alyssa. Just coming off of mute, Keith Drazek for the transcript. Yeah, I was just going to add also into chat that I think it's important to note that the CCWG, you know, in my observation, is not unified behind, you know, promoting the sole member reference model at all costs. And I think there's a strong commitment among most in the CCWG to, you know, take the public comments that were submitted, to analyze them, and to adjust and refine and to compromise to find a consensus position. And I think that, you know, the board's comments have to be taken into consideration. There were other comments submitted by other groups that, you know, raised other questions or similar questions. All of those need to be addressed going into the next phase. And I think there is a strong commitment among most, if not all, in the CCWG to do that. So I want to make it clear that it's not that there are two camps that are, you know, not finding a way forward. I think there is a willingness to do so. It's just going to take a little bit longer. And, I'm getting some typing in the background. Can you please mute? Thank you. I think it's just important to note that we're not in a situation where there are two parties unwilling to budge. I think there is a willingness to try to find the compromise path forward, and that has to be guided by the public comments because the reference model that was put out was the result of at least rough consensus in the CCWG that it was good enough for putting out, you know, for the public comments. So now it's a matter of adjustment and refining, and if there needs to be some compromise and shifting off of something like the sole membership model, I think there's a willingness to try to find the right implementation model that still delivers on the community's goals. Thanks.
Thank you. Paul, is your hand up again, or is that from before? That was from before. Okay. Okay. Well, I think this was a useful conversation. It does not sound like we really have consensus to do anything as the ICG necessarily. Okay, Russ Mundy, and then we have to wrap up because we need to end on time today for the interpreters. Go ahead, Russ Mundy.
Thanks, Alyssa. Russ Mundy here for the transcript. I agree with, I think, what you were just starting to summarize, that there's no active thing that the ICG per se can do. If anything needs to be published, I think what the most that we can say is, you know, the relationship of the pieces, and we are waiting for the pieces to complete. And if individuals are participating in both activities, that is perfectly fine, but there's not a direct ICG involvement, but people may be participating in multiples of these groups as a way to help get to closure.
Thank you, Russ. Narelle, we have 2 minutes left, and I'd like to take one of those, so 1 minute.
Narelle Clark for the record. I hope you can hear me.
Yes.
Hello. Oh, thank you. Thank you for that confirmation. Look, this is where I think I don't think we can really try and bail in at this stage. We think we need to let work through their public comments a little bit more, as others have said. But perhaps this is where the extra proposal that I've flagged on the mailing list last night or earlier today, whatever it is for your time, that's perhaps where we could give some confidence to folk that if we were to stay on to do a bit more on the implementation side, that perhaps that could help people get some confidence that transition could be a little more smooth. That's just what I want to do, is to flag that extra proposal to everybody that I've put on the table there. I'm not wed to it either at this stage, but it is something I think we need to at least discuss with some confidence. Thanks.
Thanks, Narelle, and we definitely have that on the radar for discussion in Dublin, so much appreciated. So I think we will certainly come back to this other topic in Dublin as well. We'll figure out when it makes sense to get an update from the CCWG folks during one of our working sessions in Dublin. So the key takeaway from this meeting, we will work through the action items with the Secretariat as far as Part Zero. I think most of them are very straightforward, but the main thing is if you have a proposal for how we are going to wrap on the RZM-related issues, please send it to the mailing list like today or tomorrow if possible, because we really need to figure out what to do if we intend to essentially wrap up our substantive work in Dublin, and if we need to get in contact with anyone else in the meantime, we need to know that right away. So please do that if that's of interest to you, and otherwise we will all be together a week from Saturday as our first working session. Thanks, everyone.